The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the America's Web Radio station you are tuned into, and the show is the On Point with Victor show, and I am Victor Armendariz, the Mexican, not afraid to be American. And you know, now that we have nominees, I made no bones about where I stood when it came to Trump and DeSantis. Those were my two guys. I think we're lucky to have those two guys. And I talked good things about both of them. But now that Trump has secured the nomination, Donald J. Trump is the nominee. And you bozo Republicans, you wishy-washy, go-with-the-wind establishment Republicans, you better find a way to get on board with Donald Trump. Because you can't look at me in the eyes. You cannot look at me in the eyes and expect me to believe you or believe that you have character or all those things you say Trump doesn't have. If you expect me to believe you have it and you want to look at me and tell me 10 reasons why you just can't vote for Trump, but you're going to stand by and allow the dementia patient, Joe Biden, who is the biggest threat. You want to talk about a threat to democracy? You want to talk about a threat to the republic? Because let's face it, we're not a democracy. All 50 states, now, they are little state democracies. Yeah, they are. And they have their own state governments, their governors, their lieutenant governors, their state house, their state senators. They can do little democracy pulls. That's what a state does. That's basically what a state is. But our federal government is not a democracy. We are a republic. And you want to talk about, you don't hear the media talk about this because they don't want you to know. The media doesn't want you to educate yourself to the level where you actually know what the difference is between a democracy and a republic. Because believe you me, there is a difference. Now look, I know. You can go back to Socrates and Socrates, look him up. You can go back to him and see writings about democracy and the differences between a democracy and what a republic is. You can actually go back and see, because you can use the word democracy actually and kind of mean a republic. But we really need to distinguish between the two, because the Democrats have bastardized the word democracy. So if you want to talk about the threat that is facing this country, then that's a threat to the republic. And that is the Democrat Party. They are a threat to the republic. They're a threat to the republic form of government that we are. You can look in all the writings of the founding fathers. They refer to it as a republican form of government. And they don't mean the Republican Party. They mean the republic. They mean that form of government, which we are, which is the Constitution. We are a republic. So I won't go into a huge education on it. If you don't know what a republic is, look, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. If you went to a government school, look, I did. I just happened to have really good parents who made me read to them every evening while I was in government school. And they, look, my mother, you didn't want to cross my mother. My mother, look, I talk about my dad a lot because of his Mexican roots and my Mexican roots and all of that. But my mother, you didn't want to cross her. And teachers in my government school found out real quick that you didn't cross my mother. You just didn't. And if I was wrong, my mother would still march up to the school, and in front of the teacher, she would reprimand me. So I didn't get away with anything, but neither did the teachers in the government school. My parents were on top of it. And now granted, I'm on the wrong side of getting old. So back when I was in government school, it was a different situation. And in my community, the parents were pretty heavily involved. And unfortunately, that's not the case now. And nowadays, you have a lot of more homes that are single mom homes, or maybe they're single dad homes, but there are an awful lot of single moms. And that changes the dynamic, because government school becomes a nursery. Government school becomes a daycare center. Because if you've got a parent, and even two-parent homes, ladies and gentlemen, Here's the really bad thing about why I always rail on the tax system and why we have the most screwed up tax system in this country, and we should never have a progressive tax system in a free country. A free country should never have a progressive tax system, which is why I always talk about we need to shift and move to a consumption tax system. And I, you know, we'll do another show about that. But my point here is you've got a lot of mom and dads who are at home. They're doing the family. They're raising their kids. But both of them have to work their fingers to the bone to make ends meet, especially when the Democrats come to power, especially when you've got a dementia patient like Joe Biden and progressive Democrats. And make no mistake, there's nothing being run in the bureaucracy right now that's being run by moderate Democrats. It's all being run by the most progressive whack job Democrats, the AOCs, the Shahibs. These wacko Democrats are running the show. Now, you won't see this in the media, and they'll sugarcoat a lot of what the squad and these look. I it's not even just the squad. It's Schumer. It's Pelosi. It's Bernie Sanders. Every one of these Democrats is a whack job progressive leftist Democrat because that's what's leading the way. They don't have any moderate Democrats anymore. They're pushing the most leftist progressive agenda because they all want power and they taste it. You see, when you people, my fellow Americans, when I was screaming to the top of my lungs during 2020, the COVID mess, the Chinese virus, I was screaming at the top of my lungs, and I wasn't alone, but I was one of the few that was screaming, your government does not have the power to do to you what they're doing to you. And if you continue to allow the government to force these and take these powers that they don't have and just pull them out of thin air. Oh, we've got a crisis. Oh, you're going to die if you don't give us this power. I was screaming, telling you, don't give them this power because they're never going to let it go. And if you let government taste, especially progressive Democrats and authoritarian wannabe Democrats, when you let them taste the power that you allowed them to taste in 2020, well, that's why we are where we are today. The Democrat Party loves the power. They love the idea of a one-party system because that's going to get them to their authoritarian power much quicker. Some of you can laugh if you want, but I'm right. And unfortunately, some of you are going to wake up too late. Or maybe we will all be subjected to the crap of the low information voter who keeps coming out. And I include you abortion voters out there. You people who are just voting because you've got this fantasy of killing a kid. Look, I'm not going to get in discussion, but it's a state issue. The Supreme Court has said it's a state issue, and I hope Trump, if Trump is as smart as I think he is, he will take the position that this is a state issue because Scalia has been pushing that it was a state issue. Go look at what he wrote, and go look at what he's been saying. RGB, was that, I don't remember, what's her name? I'm going to forget her name. My goodness, I'm going to have a Biden moment. But the old justice, the liberal justice, even she said that Roe versus Wade would be reversed at some point because it wasn't on good law. It wasn't on constitutional standing. But it's a state issue. It should be a state issue. Every Democrat in this country who screams democracy should be thrilled that this is a state issue because now all 50 states, which are little democracy pockets, they all can vote. The people can vote on how they want to treat abortion. Look, I don't even want to talk about this topic. I don't talk about it much, and here I am talking about it. I'm just going to stop right there and go back. You see what I'm saying, though. We need, if we're going to allow Democrats to keep taking more and more, and trust me, folks, they use this freedom, their only freedom of choice when it comes to killing babies. And look, it should be a state issue. I do not want my federal government to have that much power. I don't. And it's not in the Constitution. So if it's not in the Constitution, and I know there are some people on the right that get mad at me when I say this, but it is 100%, I am right. There are 18 enumerated powers in the Constitution. And the Constitution is very clear. If it is not in those enumerated powers, then it goes to the states. But every time that you allow politicians, especially Democrats, to take more and more and more power over you, then it's going to get worse and worse and worse, because they're never going to reverse course. They're just going to take more and more. They're just going to push and push and push. And that's what happened in 2020. We allowed we the people, not me, because I was screaming against this, but I'm only me. But so many of you, you gave in to the fear that they were feeding you, the fear porn that the Democrats and the media were feeding you. You gave into it so much that you gave away your so much civil liberties. You gave away freedom. You gave away liberties, and you gave it to a group of politicians. You gave it to politicians like AOC on your state level and on the federal level. You just gave them, you let them gobble up this power, and now they don't want to let it go. So Democrats are progressive. There are no moderate Democrats, because the Democrat Party, they have seen that you will push, you'll bend over, you'll fall down, and you will allow them to do to you what they, whatever they will. And that's a bad road. That's the road we're on. And that's where, that's why 2024 is really crucial. I know I get sick of hearing most important election and all that crap too, because we've been hearing that for the last 10 years. But 2024 really is a crossroads. Because of 2020, because of COVID, because of the Chinese virus, and because of what so many people in this country gave away so much of their civil liberties and so much of their freedoms, they gave them to politicians. Now these politicians, now the game has changed. And that's why 2024 is so important, because you've seen in 3 years what Biden and progressive Democrats, what his merry band of authoritarian Democrats have done in 3 years. They have brought this economy down. Your cost of living is through the roof. Look at gas prices going. There, your life is full of pain now because of the Democrat Party. And if you're poor, if you're middle class, if you're lower middle, you're really struggling because of the Democrat Party. But everything the Democrat Party is doing to you, they're doing on purpose, because it's leading to more power for them. Because the more dependent you become on them, just listen to the crap that comes out of Bernie Sanders' mouth when he talks about, oh, there's too much choice. He has said that. That's straight out of Marxism, folks. That's straight out of socialism. That's straight out of communism. They don't want you to have an abundance of choice, because why? What have I told you before? An abundance equals individuality. An abundance equals individuals self-relying. An abundance means that we're going to have a flourishing country of liberty and freedom. But you take away abundance and you make it struggle for people to live and people to meet ends meet or to make ends meet, then you create dependency. And when you create dependency, you create struggle, you create strife, you create pain, you create misery, you create chaos. And all of that leads to greater dependency on who? The Democrat Party. Some of you are going to wake up. Some of you are going to have an epiphany when you're here, after you hear what I'm saying. Because I'm 100% right. Not angry. I'm just right. I'm just right. But I'm just telling you, folks, take heed. Take heed. All right. I got to get something off my chest. I want to just like I don't talk much about abortion on this show, I don't talk much about religion on the show. But I will talk about religion every now and then. I don't understand why so many Democrats fear it. I don't understand why maybe some of you independents out there fear it. I understand if you have questions. That's normal, ladies and gentlemen. That's normal. I understand that. But I will say this. Every one of you, you're a human being. Every one of you has a yearning. Your soul has a yearning. Your soul's calling out to a higher power. Whether you know it or not, or whether you believe it or not, or you're going to tune me out right now. Trust me when I tell you, you have a soul, and it yearns, and it's reaching out to a higher power. Now, whether you connect with that or not, or you allow yourself to connect with it, it's going to connect with something. And that's why you see so many of the Democrat Party, so many of the low information voters or the misinformed voters that are married to climate change, because that's their religion now. They will find religion. Look, even an atheist finds religion. They won't call it religion, but they're going to put their faith. Listen, your soul craves faith. I don't know how to explain this. I'm not a theologian. This is just the way I feel. And Democrats, you should listen to me, because whenever somebody starts out with the way they feel, you seem to perk up. So listen to me now. I believe as a human, you have a soul that's yearning for a higher power, and it's going to connect with something. Now, if you suppress and suppress and suppress, and again, even an atheist is suppressing his natural nature. And so they find something, they put their faith in something. So that faith that you're seeing the Democrat Party, look at where their faith is. Their faith is in government. Their faith is in climate change. They want you to worship them. The politicians, so many of them in the bureaucracy in Washington, they want you to worship them. You come to them for permission to live the way you want to live. You come to them with if you want to, for lack of a better word, repent. The Democrats and the government and the bureaucracy that is in Washington would want you to repent to them. Okay, that and trust me, if you're out there right now and you call yourself an authoritarian, you have faith. You've just put it into man, and you can't put faith into man. Man sins. Men, women, all of you are in this when I refer to man, humankind. You're on this planet, you're a sinner. Look, I'm not a theologian. I'm not pulling this out of my nether reasons either. This is just, we are. Even the most righteous man on this planet, let's just say, people who are trying to do the right thing every day, even they fall to sin. Man is fallible. And that includes men, women, well, everybody, all the transgenders, all the genders, the 150,000 genders that you now suddenly have appeared. That's just the way it is. So you're going to put your faith in something. You're going to do it in something. And if you put it in man, how can you do that? There is no perfect man on this planet. So how can you do that? So I just want you to think about this and when you're looking at what the Democrats are doing, and the reason why I bring this up is because what Joe Biden and his Democrats did on Sunday, Easter Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, look, if you're not a Christian, fine, I understand. And I know a lot of you are religious, you have different religious beliefs, but you believe in God, and you know how holy of the day Easter Sunday is, to Christians. And what Biden did on Sunday, and again, folks, I just have to get this off my chest, so bear with me. What Biden did on Sunday was done on purpose. This was done on purpose and with malice. What Biden and the Democrats did on Sunday was done, this Biden administration at the White House, what they did on Sunday was done with malice. Now, I could care less if you're a dude and you want to dress up like an ugly woman, knock yourself out. If you're a woman and you want to dress up like an ugly dude, well, I don't know. Maybe you can be a good looking dude. I don't know. But if knock yourself out. But you're not, when you start to become an activist and you want to push this on kids and you want to push this on people who just on that holy day, that's not the day to do this, folks. And Joe Biden made a decision and his administration made a decision on purpose. To name, now look, there's about 100-something days throughout the year. Look at your calendar. Pull up your liberal progressive calendar. There's 100-plus days recognizing transgender this, transgender that day, this day. They may even have a day for, I shouldn't say this, but they may even have a day. If they don't, they're probably going to have a day soon of women dressed up like men who shave their ball sacks day. Maybe that day's coming. I shouldn't say that. There are families listening to my show. My apologies. But I mean, what's next? If Biden gets re-election, what's next Easter? Is it going to be a bunch of women dressed up like dudes or dudes dressed up like, well, let's just put it this way. Are we going to have dudes dressed up like women who instead of they're going on an Easter egg hunt, they go on a bulge hunt? Gosh, I should stop. My apologies. Bad host. But I was just, I'm perturbed about what happened on Sunday because they did it on purpose. They did it. They wanted to attack as many Christians as they could. There are millions and millions of Christians in this country. The Constitution, the Founding Fathers, when you look at their writings, the way this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Doesn't mean that there's one religion. That's why we have the First Amendment. And the founding fathers did that. But they were guided by Judeo-Christian values. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you can look at the Ten Commandments and tell me that there's something wrong with those, well, then you got a problem. You got, I don't know how, any other way to put it. But I what they did on Sunday was on purpose. Now listen, all the backpedaling that they're doing, look, when you have to backpedal, it usually means you did something on purpose. And all the backpedaling and the excrement coming out of the White House right now, they knew exactly what they were doing on Easter Sunday. They knew exactly what they were doing. I'll set the record straight right now. This Trans Visibility Day mess, this was something that was created by Barack Hussein Obama, and it was nixed by Trump, and then the Biden administration brought it back. And all they had to do, out of respect for the Christian and the holiest of days, Easter Sunday, all they had to do was say, you know what, we're gonna push this to next week, or we're gonna wait till Tuesday, or Wednesday, and we'll have Trans Visibility Day. And, you know, most conservatives would have just laughed and said, whatever, another day. Because again, if you look at the liberal calendar, there's probably 100-something days where they're observing transgender this, transgender that, gay this, LGBT that, the alphabet soup this day, coming out this day, going in this day. I mean, there's a day, there's 100-something days where they're doing this. And then you have Pride Month. And there's probably Trans Month and everything. Look, the last time I checked, we have Independence Day. We have Veterans Day. We have Memorial Day. Those should be months. I mean, this is getting to be ridiculous. And this is why I said you got all these days and everybody, nobody's up in arms about it. Conservatives just laugh and move on with their business. But when you decide to make another, to bring out and invent this Transgender Visibility Day as if Pride Month isn't coming up, and all these other days they have or they've created for these different groups of so-called victims, you choose Easter to do this. You made a choice. They made a choice. The Biden administration did this on purpose, folks. They did it on purpose. All they had to do, if they didn't want to attack Christians, was just push this, you know what, we're going to do it next week. We'll have a big transgender, you can have dudes dressed up like women flashing their chest again like they did last year. You could do all that all over the White House. Nobody would have cared. We wouldn't have liked it, and we would think you're desecrating the White House, which they've been doing, but we wouldn't have cared. We would have moved on with our business because it wouldn't have been on Easter Sunday. But instead, they made a conscious decision to do this on Easter Sunday so they could stick the finger or give the finger to millions and millions of Christians, because this allows them to use their narrative and to continue with their fake narrative about white nationalists and how evil white people are. And now look, they've even created another word, Christian nationalist. I don't even know what that is. And neither does anyone else. But the media and the Democrats, they have their narrative and they got to stick to it. And if it means giving the finger to millions and millions of Christians, then they're going to do it. And you know how I also know this was done on purpose? Let me tell you how I also know this was done on purpose. You Democrats listening to me right now, you know darn well. You know darn well. As you sit here and listen to me right now, or you listen to me later on Spotify or Apple Podcast or anywhere else, when you hear me say this, you know darn well that I'm right. There is no way on God's green earth that the Democrats would have made Transgender Visibility Day on the day that begins, say, Ramadan. You know I'm right. You know if this had a fallen, if this Transgender Day that they were say they were reinstating, they won't even tell you they're reinstating it, but that's what they did because Trump nixed it. But if they would, if you think if that fell on the beginning of Ramadan, if they would have done that on that day, you're out of your mind. You know darn well they wouldn't have done it. They wouldn't even do it on Passover. Now look, the Democrat Party would love to drop a big old excrement sandwich on Passover. They'd love to do it. The Democrat Party is so full of anti-Semitism right now and anti-Jews, and they've always been kind of anti-Jew. I don't understand why so many Jewish people vote for the Democrats. I really don't. Not anymore, especially now. Especially now, if you're a Democrat Jew and you still vote for Democrats right now, today's Democrats. Look, I can understand back in Kennedy's days and before that, I can understand. But not now. Not now. And believe you me. Believe you me, if the Democrat Party today, today's Democrat Party, if today's Democrat Party could figure out a way to dump a big old excrement sandwich on Passover or Yom Kippur, they would do it. They would do it without hesitation. But they won't, because that's a huge voting block that Joe Biden can't afford to lose, and he's been losing some of it. So they won't. See, when this comes to, it all comes down to votes and power, ladies and gentlemen. They wouldn't do it on Ramadan because there are the Muslims, so many Muslims are already pissed off at them. They won't do it to the Jews, even though they would love to, but they won't do it to the Jews. Now see, they wouldn't do it to Ramadan. They wouldn't do it on a Muslim holiday no matter what, because they love the authoritarianism of the Muslim religion. They love it. They want to enact a lot of that. But they would love to do it to the Jewish holy days. They would love to do it to Jewish holy days, but they can't. Because that's too much of a voting block, and they're already losing some of it, and they lose any more, they're going to be in big trouble, electoral trouble. And that means less power, and the Democrats, they just can't do that. Everything the Democrats do is to gain power. Understand that. So but they don't care about the Christians. See, they've got a narrative going. Because they're losing a lot, some of the black vote too, and they're losing Latino vote. When you're losing the black vote and you're losing the brown vote, the Democrats are going to go into panic, and they are going into panic mode. So that's why you're hearing this lie and this fake narrative about white people and white evil and white nationalists and now Christian nationalists, because they want you to think that all Christians are somehow white evil people. And the last time I checked, there are a lot of black Christian churches. Now, are you black Christian churches out there? Are you people really ready to go vote for Joe Biden? Are you ready to go vote for a Democrat party that just crapped on your holiest of all days? You really need to ask yourself that. You really need to. I'm just telling you. And you know, when it comes down to it, this transgender population, what is it about? I don't even think it's 1% of the population. I mean, we're talking probably less than 0.5% of the population, and they pissed off millions and millions and millions of Christians purposely, malicely went after their holy day to appease less than 1% of the population. Now, see, it wasn't to appease them. It was to make a complete dig and take it to the Christian believer or the Christian follower. How can I put this? You have a political party, the entirety of a political party that is in Washington, that is the Democrat Party, that can't stand a group of people, a large group of people in this country, because of their religion. Now, if you think the Democrats are for the First Amendment, you ought to know that they're not, because the only party in this country that's trying to censor speech, and which goes against the First Amendment, is the Democrat Party. And this Democrat Party, if you think they would stand up for your religion, you're out of your mind. The Democrat Party wants a one-party system, which means they want to force you to worship them. They want you to worship at the feet of government. Now, that's very communistic, folks. Go look up. History is riddled with communist nations that force their people to the only religion they can have is the religion of government. The communist regime is the god of the people. Go look at China. You don't have to look at history. You can look at China right now. Right now, do a DuckDuckGo search on religion in China and go and look at the people they persecute, because the religion in China is the communist regime. It's President Xi and Dictator Xi, I should say. I mean, really? The communists, this is very communistic. And the Democrat Party right now, these authoritarian wannabes in Washington, D.C., they want you worshiping at the feet and the altar of government. They want a one-party system, and they want you, everything's got to go through them. And you put your faith in them. You put your joy in them. Folks, that goes against human nature. And I'm telling you, some of you are going to wake up at some point. And in fact, if you don't know why Easter is so important, you should look it up and read it. You should read about it. That is the day that Jesus rose. Okay. And you'll see posts on Easter of He is risen and things like that. If you don't know about it, go look it up. Go look it up and read about it. It's amazing. It is a very holy day. It's a very holy day. And look, I will tell you this. You know, I told you that I think every person yearns for a connection to a higher power. And if you try to push it down, you're going to end up turning to government. You're going to end up worshiping climate change and some fake science like that. Try this. If you're so comfortable in your beliefs and your government and you're so comfortable in your climate change, then do this. Sit down, find a quiet place, sit down, pick out some gospel music and just listen to it. Listen to it and see if something speaks to you. Because I'm going to tell you, you're probably going to hear something, and when you do, you should probably listen to them. But do you have the courage? Do you have the courage to just sit down and just start this? This is an easy way. I'm not telling you to go to church yet, but sit down. Try to listen to a little gospel music and see what happens.
I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, the Mexican, not afraid to be American. And as I didn't even finish this in the beginning of the show, but we have our nominees. I started talking about how we have our nominees and we know it's Trump. We know it's the dementia patient Biden. Although I'm still not convinced that he's going to be the guy by the time the convention gets here for the Democrats. But I don't know how they get rid of him. I've talked about it before. Jill Biden isn't going anywhere. Yes, Jill Biden isn't going anywhere. So, it's crazy, but we know Trump's the guy. And, which is why I said a little bit at the beginning of the show, you got to find a way to support this guy because you can't tell me, you can't look at me in good conscience and tell me that you believe in the good of people, that you believe in the Republic, that you believe in the Constitution, and then stand by and not vote for Trump and allow that Joe Biden, the biggest threat to the Republic. I'll get into this now. Look, I know we had a deep discussion there at the end of that first segment. And you guys know I don't talk about religion much. And I don't talk about abortion much. But I've got some incredible response already coming in. So, thank you to the listeners that are already chiming in that really enjoyed that segment. But you just got to ask yourself, this isn't rocket science, and this shouldn't be R's and D's. This shouldn't be a conservative thing or a liberal thing. This is a human thing. This is a life thing. This is true, real human nature. And I had one listener from Georgia that chimed in and made some very good points about, and I won't get into it because he's talking about abortion, but you can have a pregnant lady get killed by a drunk driver in a car, and they'll charge the drunk driver with murder. That's an unborn child. So this is the problem with government. This is the problem with federal government. This is the problem with the Democrat Party. You can't tell me on one hand that a pregnant lady in a car smashed by a drunk driver and you're going to charge the drunk driver with murder of that baby, the unborn child, but yet you want to allow doctors to sit and perform abortions up until the point of birth. It doesn't make sense. So when it doesn't make sense and there's no logical path to this, then you know the government's up to something. And the Democrats are doing everything for power. And if they can convince you that somehow your life is threatened by this one issue and get you out, then they get to get elected on this one issue. And so this one issue, and some of you are voting for this and you're not even going to have kids. You have no intentions of getting pregnant, but you're going to use this one issue to put an authoritarian one-party system in place. And then when you lose all your civil liberties and you lose your freedoms and you can't drive anymore and your precious EV isn't going to work anymore because the government can shut it down or we don't have the power grid to power it, and you're forced to get on a government train, you're forced to get on a government bus, you can't own a house anymore because you can't afford it, so you're forced to rent from the government housing. When you're stuck in that, and you're stuck in your government city, where you're only allowed to go in your district, which is maybe a 15-mile radius, and you have to shop at your one store, and if they're out of something, too bad. You had too much choice anyway. That was painful. Too many choices equals pain. Too many choices equals strife. Oh, anxiety from too many choices. This is what the Democrat Party is about. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not angry. I'm just right. Everything the Democrat Party is today, it's not the Kennedy Party. This is the party of progressive Democrats today. Everything they're doing is to take more liberties away from you, to take freedom away from you. They want to tell you what to drive, when to drive. They're going to force you on government transportation, a government bus, a government train. They're going to tell you you can't eat meat. You've got to eat government bugs. They're going to tell you you're going to eat processed, made-up, fake plant meat. And they're going to tell you it's good. You know who's not going to eat it? The government's not going to eat it. They're going to have theirs, but you won't have yours. Everything the Democrat Party is pushing on you, they're going to be exempt from. That ought to be your biggest indication that something's wrong. Folks, look up these minute cities. Look up these cities that the Democrats are planning for you. They want you to live on top of each other. No vehicle ownership, no home ownership. Everything will be provided by the government. And you will have one store to shop. You'll have one hospital to go to. You look it up, ladies and gentlemen. You can laugh all you want. But this is your government. And if you keep voting for these bozos, you're going to pay the price for it. I always talk about outrunning. I'm trying to outrun it myself because I don't have that much faith in young voters right now. And so I'm doing my best to get my plantation. And I'm going to be self-sustaining as much as possible, stock up on what I can, because 10, 20, 25 years down the road, I just don't know if this country is going to be the same. Now, we can change it. We can put us on the right track. And this is what I'm talking about. If you're a Republican voter out there, if you're a Haley supporter out there, if you call yourself an independent Republican, blah, blah, whatever, and you're telling me that you can't vote for Trump, and you're going to stand by and allow the Democrats to continue to take down this country, then you are not being honest with yourself. You're not being honest with us. You're really a Democrat. You're a bedwetter, maybe. You want to depend on government, but you aren't a Republican. You are not an American who wants to live for themselves, who provide for themselves, who believes in freedom, believes in liberty. You can't be. You can't be. Donald Trump hasn't been president already 4 years. He didn't start any wars. He didn't cause a nuclear war. He didn't get rid of laws. He didn't get rid of freedom. He didn't ban people. He didn't go after victim groups. There was no authoritarian government under Trump. In fact, there was more freedom under Trump. Trump got rid of regulations. That leads to more freedom, not less freedom. The Democrat Party, have you seen the regulations Joe Biden is planning to unleash on you for the rest of this year and next term if he gets elected? Every regulation put out by these Democrat and bureaucrats in Washington takes away more freedom and more liberty from you, the citizen. Have you seen what they're doing now? Paying illegals with your tax dollars? They're not giving it to our veterans. They're giving it to illegals. The Democrat Party is not for freedom. They're not for liberty. They're not even for the citizen anymore of this country. And you're going to sit by and you're going to tell me, oh, Trump's mean? Oh, he doesn't have character? You have absolutely no character with me if you can sit by and watch the poor get poorer, the middle class get devastated, the lower income get devastated, people in misery, 60% or more of this country living paycheck to paycheck, the credit card debt growing and growing and growing while the government drives the interest rates up and up and up. Their donors are doing great. Their families, the government families, are doing great. Their kids are all in private schools. AOC gets to go have her big, juicy, fat ground beef burger while telling you you can't have yours. And then you people want to tell me that you can't vote for Trump. You better have a reckoning. And I hope you do. I hope you do. Look, all I can say is, you've heard me when my show begins and throughout the show. I'm the Mexican not afraid to be American. And now I'm the Mexican not afraid to be a Trump voter. I'm a Mexican not afraid to be a Trump voter. I'm an American not afraid to be a Trump voter. And if you pay attention to my social media, we've got a whole lot of people coming, a whole lot of minorities. I think I've stumbled on something. You know, look, this was just my tagline. I'm just known as the Mexican not afraid to be American. That's how the Erickson listeners know me. And welcome, by the way, to a whole lot of Erickson listeners who are probably listening to me right now because Eric is out and I could not fill in for him this week. So folks, sorry. Sorry, I know. I hear from you. I know. But just stay tuned. I'll be back at some point filling in for him. And for who knows who else, just stay tuned. But welcome to some of you listeners that I know are tuning in for this hour because you wanted to hear me. So I appreciate it. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. Cannot thank you enough. Listen, this is just a message that I like to give, but it seems to have started something. If you watch my social media, there are minority after minority, whether they're black voters or brown voters or yellow voters, these minorities are coming out and they're starting to post that they're not afraid. They're not afraid to be a Trump voter. They're not afraid to be a Trump supporter. Listen, in 2016, Trump did pretty well with Latinos and he did pretty well with black voters. And a lot of them were afraid. They were afraid. They didn't tell people that they were voting for Trump. They just went along with the Democrat lines. And when they went in and pulled the lever, they pulled the lever for Trump. They just didn't tell anybody. It's different now. It's different now. Now people are starting, and I am humbled that I could be an impetus for this. But it seems like my not afraid line is starting to catch fire. And if you check my social media, I will keep posting all the ones that are sent to me and all the ones that are that I find where all these minorities are coming out. They're coming out every day. And again, they're black voters, they're brown voters, they're yellow voters, and they're coming out and they're saying, I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid to be a Trump voter. And that's what we need. Because listen, let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you this. And for you TikTok young voters, reach in, turn up your volumes, listen to me well. All of your pet issues, none of them, I don't care what it is, your precious climate, if you're fooled and your religion is climate and you think the world is going to end, trust me, that issue, any of your pet issues. If you're part of the alphabet soup, if your lifestyle is different than what is considered normal, listen, the only way you're going to make your lifestyle not normal is if you go out and be an activist and try to cram it in somebody's face. If you just live your life and you're proud to be an American, you're proud to be in this country because this is the country you could be whatever you want to be. If you want to dress up like a girl and do whatever you want to do, you can do it in this country. Most people don't give a crap. It's the Democrats that want to put you in a box. It's the Democrats that wants to shine the spotlight on you to try to create chaos or create some kind of victimhood. You don't have to be a victim, folks. That's your choice. That is your choice. And this is a great country. And you live how you want to live because you can do it in this country. But I will tell you this. All of your pet issues, none of it matters if you can't provide for yourself. If you can't gain employment, gainful employment. And that this is when you're in your 20, when you pass 25 years old, and I'm being graceful here, when you pass 25 years old, the days of your minimum wage should be gone. You should be striving to find, and it doesn't have to be some big college job or you don't have to go get a degree from college and get your big job. You can get a trade. You can perfect yourself in some sort of trade and you can go out and you can find a gainful employment. But you can't do that if the Democrats continue on the road they're on. And if you can't gain gainful employment to take care of yourself, listen, if you can take care of yourself, then you can take care of your family. And that means if you're married, if you're not, if you just have a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, if you have kinship, if you've just got your mom and your dad you're taking care of, or maybe you have siblings that you have to take care of. Maybe you have a sibling that is mentally challenged that you're going to take care of. If you can't have gainful employment, you can't take care of any of them. Because before you can take care of any of them, you have to take care of yourself. If you can't provide for yourself and you're relying on someone else to take care of you, how in the heck can you take care of someone else? How can you help your fellow man? And you should strive every day to help your fellow man, help your neighbor. You don't have to provide for them, but you can help. But you can't do it. You can't do it if there's no gainful employment to be had. And if the Democrats get their way, they're going to remove incentive. They're doing it every day. And they're trying to remove all the things that are this country so that you're dependent on government. And if you're dependent on government, you get a little bit of this, you get a little bit of that, you get a football game over here and a beer over here, so they'll keep you shut up and they'll keep you quiet. But you can't take care of yourself that way. You can't. That's not sustainable. That's not sustainable. So all your little pet issues, all of them mean nothing. If you can't take care of yourself, because listen, folks, listen, if you can take care of yourself, then you can take care of your immediate family, your distant family. And then when you do that and you're really gaining and gainful employment, then you can help if you've got some friends that are in need. Listen, every now and then you might have a friend in need, and I would tell you, help them, because one day you might be in need and you might need an extra hand. And if you don't provide the extra hand when you can, then why should somebody provide it to you when they can in your time of need? Because folks, in this world, in this life, so many things can happen. Listen, I'm a pretty healthy dude, sort of. I mean, all my life, I've never been overweight. I've always been an athlete. I've been an avid soccer player. I'm a motocross racer, motocross rider. Those are two things that will get your heart rate up big time. I work out on a regular basis. And even though I did that, I was diagnosed with cancer and I fought that. And now I will forever be in danger of another cancer. And when they come back hard. So I have to be mentally prepared for that. Okay? You just don't know. You don't know what tomorrow brings. And after all of that, then I darn near died with a heart attack. I would have never dreamed I was going to have heart disease. I was in too good of a shape. That's what I thought. So you don't know what tomorrow brings, folks. You don't know. So you need to be in a place where you are preparing. And I'm not saying live in fear. Don't ever live in fear. Look, folks, I'm 9 months from a heart attack, and I'm not living in fear. I am back to what I was doing before. I'm playing soccer. Now, I haven't gotten back on the motorcycle yet because my cardiologist won't let me, but I'm counting down the days that I'm allowed to get back on my motocross bike, and that's going to be, I got about, I don't know, three more months or so to go. But I'm getting there. And I'll be back on and I'll do it. All we can do, ladies and gentlemen, is live. You live. You shouldn't live to serve government. Now you can serve your country. That's completely different. That is admirable. That is admirable. And if you choose to serve by being a politician, then do the right thing. Do the right, don't do the party thing, do the right thing. And right now, we have a whole lot of politicians that are doing the wrong thing because they're doing the party thing. They're not doing right by people. And you have the power, folks, because of your vote. And if you're voting on little pocket pet issues, if you're voting on a victim status, then you're going to vote your life away. You're going to vote your liberties away. You're going to vote your freedom away. And you're going to be in a world of hurt. You think you're hurting now. You're going to be in a real world of hurt if we continue down the road and let these progressive Democrats use fear to make you think that you're going to die because of the planet or some white nationalist is hiding behind the corner. Listen, folks, there was a record. I don't know if it was a record, but there was a whole lot of shootings over Easter weekend in Chicago, and they weren't done by white nationalists. Okay? The media is not being honest with you. The politicians aren't being honest with you because they want your power. They want to take power away from you and have power over you. And I can't put it any other way. I just can't. So I say that to tell you all of your little pet issues. Listen, you can make a difference in your state. Like I said before, every state is basically a bastion of democracy. You can put things on the ballot, you can vote for things, and the people can vote. Listen, you know who doesn't want you voting on things? The Democrat Party. The Democrat Party actually fears when you put something on the ballot and you have an actual democracy vote. The Democrats actually fears that. They really do. Because on a state level, when you have your democracy pool and the majority is going to win, you watch how Democrats don't like certain things on the ballot because they don't like the people's voice. Because sometimes the voice goes against them. But I am just telling you, if you want to make a difference, you can fight for whatever cause you want to fight for. Fight for it in your state. Fight for it on the state level. But if you can't make a living and you can't take care of yourself, you can't feed yourself, you can't clothe yourself, you can't house yourself, what good are the little issues? Those little issues aren't going to mean a darn thing if you can't survive. And what is living if you can't strive for your pursuit of happiness? If you can't strive for your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness? If you can't do that basic tenet that is in the Constitution, if you can't do that and you willingly give it away, what good are your little pet projects? Because that's what they are. That's what they are. Your little victimhood, your this, your that, that's what they are. They're pet projects. And none of them are going to mean a thing if you can't afford your basic necessities to live. All right? I can't put it any other way than that. Now, I got to move on a little bit. So, New York City, my goodness, how much crazier can New York City get? And listen, folks, if you guys want to make comments, I got a lot of comments coming in, and I can't thank you enough. But if you want to email me, you can email me at victor@americaswebradio.com, victor@americaswebradio.com. If you hear this later and you want to reach out to me, because I it's amazing how many listeners find me on social media, reach out to me. It might take me a while to get back to you. I'll just tell you that. I don't like social media. I don't like to be on it, but I do check things, and I will be honest. I do have someone who helps me, so they will direct comments my way, and I will answer them myself. So you can find me. Reach out to me any way you want to, but one of the easiest ways is victor@americaswebradio.com, or you can go to onpointwithvictor.com. You can find my website, and you can contact me through the website. You can contact me through social media. I'm easily accessible. Easily. Now, and if you're a program director out there, it blows my mind how some of you can't seem to reach me. It's easy. Just DuckDuckGo or Google me. You'll find ways to reach me. I'm not that hard to find. So, all right. So New York City, how crazy can this place be? New York City, listen, I got a message to all the governors, especially the Republican governors across the country. You need, and DeSantis, oh my gosh. Folks, I just got back from Miami. I was down in Miami, had to make a trip last week, and, so I was in Fort Lauderdale, I was in Miami, and I was in some areas in between. And Florida is booming. It's amazing to see. There's building going on everywhere because there aren't enough housing because everybody is moving to Florida. And Governor Ron DeSantis, once again, the best governor in the country. What is it going to take for Kent? Look, I'm going to mention Kemp because I'm in Georgia and he's my governor. And I voted for him. He's done a good job. He's done better than I thought he would. But I'm waiting for him to emulate DeSantis. He should be. Let me tell you this. Governor Kemp, listen to me because I know some of your people are listening to my show. Governor Kemp, if you want to be senator, if you want to cakewalk into the Senate, because I know you're probably going to run for Senate to take out you're probably going to run against that dude Ossoff. I was going to say something else, but I'm going to be nice. I'm pretty sure you're probably going to run against that guy, and I think you'll beat the pants off of him. But if you really, really, really want to make it an easy race for yourself, then you need to be doing what Ron DeSantis is doing. You need to be pushing the state legislature to put a bill on your desk that arrests squatters. Squatters do not need to be treated like tenants. Squatters need to be treated like what they are, which is criminals. You need to protect the homeowner. You protect the property owner. You protect the citizen of this country and the citizen of your state. And that's what Ron DeSantis is doing. It took Ron DeSantis 0 to 60 in like 1.2 seconds to get a bill on his desk and to sign it. I think there was smoke coming from the pen. He signed it so fast. But in Florida, if you go try to squat, whether you're an illegal alien or just some deadbeat citizen, and you go find somebody's home and you try to squat there, Ron DeSantis in the state of Florida, they're going to escort you out, and they're not going to do it nicely. And you're going to be charged as a criminal because they're going to protect their citizens' property and their property rights because Ron DeSantis is a constitutional governor, and the man has it right. The man has it right. And if there was a way to make that man VP, because look, I don't know if the VP can come from Florida because Donald Trump's residence is in Florida, but if there's a way he could make it happen, Ron DeSantis needs to be our vice president. But you people in Florida, I know you don't want to lose Ron DeSantis, so man, I don't blame you. The guy's fantastic. And other governors around the state, every governor in every Republican state especially, because the Democrats won't do it, needs to push for a bill to get to their desk to sign criminalizing squatters. Because that's what they are. They're criminals. You need to protect your citizens in your state. You need to protect the property rights. Because that is a major tenet in the Constitution. If there aren't, and trust me when I tell you, today's Democrat Party, today's authoritarian Democrat Party wants to do away with property rights. They don't want you owning a vehicle, and they don't want you owning a home. They're going after those two things. The Democrat Party loves that the rates are high right now and young people can't afford homes because they don't want you to afford a home. They will badmouth homes. Listen to the rhetoric that come from the Democrats. You don't need a home. You just need to rent. And pretty soon you're going to be renting from the government. You can laugh at me, ladies and gentlemen, but I am right. I'm 100% right. And I hate it, but this is going to come to fruition if we stay on the road that we're on. Even your vehicle. They want you out of a gas-powered vehicle, and they're using the climate fear to put you in an EV. But trust me when I tell you, the Democrats know. They know there is no way on God's green earth that every person can drive an EV. We don't have the power. We don't have the battery. We don't have the batteries. We don't have the means to make the batteries for that many cars. It doesn't exist. It's not there. And they know this. And even if we did have all the batteries, because they did find some lithium in this country, that's probably the biggest lithium stash ever, but the Democrats aren't going to let us get it, so I forget about that. But even if we could make all the batteries and make everybody have an EV, everybody, there's not just a chicken in every driveway, there's an EV in every driveway. This is what the Democrats are going to be campaigning on. You watch. But they know. They know we don't have the power grid to power all these EVs. If California alone, if just 50% of the people or 60% of the people drove EVs, their power grid would crash. And that's what would happen in the country, and they know this. So what are they doing? They want to get rid of fossil fuels. They want to get rid of gasoline vehicles, put you in an EV, and then the EVs are going to be sitting dead somewhere because you can't power them. And then you're beholden to the government, and you're on government bus, and you're on a government train. I cannot tell you this enough. I can't tell you this enough. So anyway, New York, real quick, because my goodness, we're getting to the end of the show. Jonathan Diller, the officer that was killed by a criminal who had 21 priors, a rap sheet longer than a 6'5" basketball player. This guy was let out because of New York law. And you had the audacity of the Democrat governor had the audacity and the DA and the AG to try to go crash this funeral. And then when they got kicked out, well, they got asked to leave and they left. Then they asked the audacity of the governor asked to give a speech at the funeral. It's their policies that killed this police officer. And that family knows it. And I commend that family of this officer for standing up and having the courage to tell these politicians to go take a hike. Because these politicians should go take a hike. And you people in New York, if you don't change the way you vote, then you get what you deserve. And listen, your mayor is paying illegals with taxpayer dollars, just giving them $1,000 or more a month to be illegal in the state. Every governor in Georgia, I'm sorry, every governor in the United States outside of New York needs to round up as many illegals as wants to go to New York. Send them to New York. Let New York deal with it. All right, folks, we got to go. Stay tuned for Locked and Loaded. It's up next with Roger B. I'm out.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.